Nolte, Watch Rachel Maddow How Jimmy Kimmel 9 Lies in 67 Seconds. By John Nolte on January 9, 2026. Russia hoax queen Rachel Maddow really outdid herself serially lying to Jimmy Kimmel Thursday night. The MSNO activist spewed one falsehood after another, all to the delight of her host, who almost certainly knew she was lying. But as someone who traffics in lies himself, Kimmel would see no reason to correct, question, or fact-check her. Jimmy Kimmel, ABC, and the Disney grooming syndicate love to mislead America, and Rachel Maddow was right there, eager to pitch in. This is really something. Watch Maddow tell lie after lie after lie over a mere 67 seconds, and then we will count the lies. We've never had a president who thinks he should rule without being subject to elections. That's just a non sequitur. What is she even talking about? It's a false accusation based on nothing. She pulls it out of thin air, knowing that President Trump left office in 2020. Not only after an election, but an election he and many believe was rigged. He was going to do something about inflation, and he hasn't. We just had a significant decrease in inflation that beat the so-called experts' expert opinion. Trump has aggressively done something to reduce inflation, starting with aiming at the head of the snake of inflation by increasing America's energy supply. And his tariffs made inflation worse. If his tariffs made inflation worse, why the significant inflation decline just last month? Healthcare premiums are going through the roof specifically because of something he did. Note, she doesn't mention what this thing was he did to explode healthcare premium costs. The only reason for these premium increases is a Democrat deadline put in place during the Biden administration for COVID-era Obamacare subsidies. He's invaded Venezuela. Lol. Extraditing two fugitives out of Venezuela is extraditing two fugitives out of Venezuela, not an invasion. W hat we've got is a guy who's saying he doesn't really believe he's subject to election results if he loses. 2020? He plans on staying after we want him to go. 2020? And he's essentially invading American cities and using military force against the American people. Enforcing the rule of law is not invading. The National Guard is specifically set up as a domestic option to enforce law and order. Further, ICE agents are engaging in lawful enforcement operations of lawful immigration laws. And here comes a real whopper. And nobody has ever been this unpopular at this point in their presidency except for Richard Nixon. And at this point in Richard Nixon's presidency, he was less than a year away from resigning. As of today, Trump is more popular than Barry Obama was on this same day in his failed presidency. Today, Trump's average job approval rating is 44.3%. On this same day during his presidency, Barry's approval rating was 2.2 points lower at 42.1. What's more, at this point in his presidency, George W. Bush was more popular than Barry, but less popular than Trump, with a 42.9% average. Maddow is a vomitorium of disinformation, and Snow doesn't care, nor does ABC or Disney. They are all about misleading us, lying to us, and using these lies to keep neurotic white women signed up for cannon fodder in their kamikaze SUVs. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.